Denver's Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day?
Yes, the calm. Calm before the storm. Looks like we're going to get a big one tomorrow. Starting tonight. Coming in tomorrow, heavy, wet snow. Some areas, this could be the biggest storm. My guy Chris Bianchi over at 9 News was filling me in. Could be the biggest storm in Denver.
Do you call him directly
in
or
three
do you,
years? Now we just text back and forth.
Oh wow! So I just like that, right?
So I'm just like, hey,
weatherman on.
I have a
speed dial.
I have my own weatherman on speed dial.
All right.
Where I live. I said, how much are we getting? How much are we getting here? And he'll tell me, and he's never wrong. I'm telling you, the guy is nails. Follow him on Twitter. The dude is nails, and he says he's saying this is a big one. It's a big one. There's going to be some areas up in the mountains and south of us could get 3 to 4 feet of snow. That just in terms
that's good.
Of just in terms of pure moisture, that this the whole area is going to get like 2 inches of moisture out of this. But so it's going to be.
Yeah, no, you know what I was doing yesterday.
It's going to be like a hot, big load of cement being dropped on your driveways and walkways, so.
You know what what I did yesterday?
I know what you did.
Power thatched my lawn again. Again. The second time. And then, that's right. Put some fertilizer down.
Hey, I saw probably 3-4 people in my neighborhood doing the same thing. Why not? Throw it out there real quick.
Yeah.
Get it out there and let Mother Nature do her thing and.
That's right.
Start working on your lawn. Make it look luxurious.
That's right. So then, here's what I don't want. Neighbors.
One thing you're going to learn, Rogue, we have a very
lawn talk.
Romantic relationship with our yards.
Well, here's what I don't want. I don't want you driving by coveting my lawn, right? My lawn is better than yours. So just, I drive through the neighborhood. I'm like, yep. Got them beat. I just go. Now, there's some people that maybe have a little jump on me right now, but, come June, there's one guy that's going to dominate the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a marathon.
And that's no cap.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right.
See, it's that kind of attitude that I want to get into
second. By the way, I was on Cleveland radio yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I
pissed
saw
off a whole nother fan base.
Really?
A whole nother fan base of people that I have just pissed off.
Because you spread the good word of Jerry Jeudy?
Yeah.
To the good folks of Cleveland?
Yeah, I think one of my quotes was, he left an indelible mark on this franchise in regards to the draft, but it was like a skid mark in your underpants. That's the kind of mark he left. Something of that nature.
Oh, stank.
So people are very, very excited in Cleveland.
It's bad enough that they're grinding through a Cleveland winter, which might be their most miserable existence on earth.
Right.
They trade for Jerry Jeudy, and here comes Mark Schlereth dropping a giant turd in the punch bowl.
Just chugging down the chugging. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I had that going for me yesterday, so that's good.
The Broncos in free agency, see if you notice a pattern here.
Okay.
See if you can pick up. Play along, everybody at home as well. See if you can find a pattern. They confirmed the Will Lutz deal, 2 years, $8.4 million.
Okay.
They re-signed tight end Adam Trautman to a 2-year deal. They re-signed fullback Mike Burton to a 1-year deal.
Okay.
And they agreed to terms with defensive tackle Malcolm Roach on a 2-year deal worth about $8 million. Tell me the theme that runs between all of those people.
Oh, they all played for Sean in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Roach was a rotational defensive lineman for Sean. Good player. Like a good rotational piece. Yeah.
Do you have a problem at all? I know I saw some of this on social media yesterday that are we the Broncos or the Saints? Do you have a problem with the Saints' influence being felt here?
No. And won a lot of games with the Saints. They actually had a really good defense with the Saints. So, no, I don't have any issues with going after players that you understand, that you know, and that you feel comfortable with. Well, I would ask, these are the Rusties that are really pissed off at Sean, and I understand that. But let me ask you this. What would you do? if you were a head coach for 15 seasons, and then, you know, you took a year off and came back and you were coaching another team, and you knew intimately guys that you had coached before, what they were like, what kind of leaders they were, what kind of players they were, how their work ethic was, would you just bypass those guys for guys you haven't coached?
No, no.
I mean, it's stupid.
It is. And take a look at any coach who's been established for a while in one place. If he went somewhere else, watch the amount of former players from his old team that would come over in the first couple of years. Mm-hmm. Take any established coach. If Andy Reid went somewhere else, if Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Tomlin, if they all up and left and went somewhere else to coach,
mm-hmm.
watch how many former Chiefs, Steelers, 49ers, Rams would follow them over the course of the next couple of years.
Yeah,
Not just
a bunch of them. So, yeah, that stuff doesn't concern me at all. I mean, listen, you're never, everybody's going to be upset and angry and, you know, because we haven't won a long time. I understand that we haven't won a long time. I get that. I do. I understand it. But, you know what? I'm also in for this rebuilding project.
Well, you started off the show patting yourself on the back. You've been doing a lot of that lately. You know,
I've been right a lot.
Okay. And that's why you have your own island. I told mm-hmm. you so, island. So, haven't done that in a while. Back by popular demand.
Oh, really?
Hey, tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday. Wow, Mark's voice got really, really high. High and scratchy.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
Almost got a little,
little verklempt?
Yeah, verklempt. That's the word I was looking for.
So, always have fun with this. Chance to knock Mark off his perch a little bit.
Not going
to
happen.
Come up with your hot take. It can be about anything. And wrap it up with Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. And if he has no choice but to admit you're not wrong, you are right. Oh, he hates saying those words. You love hearing them. It'll make your day. It'll make your week. It'll make your life. So hit us up on the ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. We'll get that going. Up next, do these new additions make the Avalanche downright scary? Based on what we saw last night, maybe. That's next.
I'm gonna destroy the island.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house. Even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan, auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday.
I love this because you know what? I just get to smack around the listeners for 4 hours and then skate out.
Well, as you like to say, come get a taste. And
By the way, I spoke at a junior high school yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark Schlereth, shaping America's youth.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I'm doing. It was fun. I had a great time speaking at the, what high school? Rocky Heights. I was at Rocky Heights Middle School. Not high school. Did I say high school? Middle school.
Middle school. No, you said middle school.
Okay. Rocky Heights Middle School. It was awesome. And I had a couple kids stand up before they asked me a question and said, you know, because everybody, like it was a, like a, you know, like the forum type, you know, where you had a moderator and me. And so each kid had to stand up and ask a question.
Oh,
very respectful.
Yeah.
And a couple kids stood up and said, my name is, you know, whatever my name is, 6 a.m. listener.
No way.
6 a.m. listener.
That's awesome.
It was great. Yeah. So their parents are torturing these poor boys while they're driving to school.
Awesome.
All right. Way to go, Rocky Heights Middle School.
It reminds me of my childhood. So, like, when I was growing up, my dad never had anything on the radio other than sports. I remember the show. It was Petros and Money.
Yeah.
Listened to.
Yeah.
Every single
day. Did you grow up in California?
No. I grew up in Grand Junction.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't have sports radio.
Yeah, they were getting syndicated stuff out there.
And this. And 104.3 The Fan, too, when I was in Grand Junction. But so I was like a little girl, but I knew all the sports hosts and everything. So that reminds me of my childhood.
Awesome.
It's nice to know dads are still torturing their kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Why not?
By the way, I didn't mention.
Appealing to a younger audience.
Should I tell the audience about what I told you about Judy?
About Judy? Oh, yeah. So you and he.
I am so deep in Judy's noggin right now.
All right. Well, yeah. Why don't you?
I don't know. Maybe I could ask Rogue for, like, what should I make of this? So you know, I mean.
This goes back.
Well, we.
How far?
Yeah, well, we had a tete-a-tete last year when I blasted him for, you know, that game where he just is running piss-poor routes and dropping balls and whatever, right? So, anyhow, you know, I get a little bit irritated at times, you know that. So, you know, and I'm just going to spit some truth. So, we went back and forth on, you know, social media, direct messaging, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But Rogue, so how should I take this? I think I took this as like I'm completely in your head. He started following both of my daughters on social media and liking all their photos. Like, I think he thinks that that's going to bother me.
Yeah. Honestly, I would take it as a compliment.
That's Can like, you imagine?
You're Jerry like in Judy. The game. You're like dope.
Right.
Like, that's something that like a one rapper would do to another or like some athlete would do to another athlete. But you're Mark Schlereth.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, I was thinking about what that would sound like. Jerry Schlereth. Because he'd have to change his name if he married one of my daughters. He would. They would not go by Judy.
Oh, let's not forget, you know, your daughter was on that Dating Kelsey show.
Yeah, I told him the same thing. Travis Schlereth. Tied in for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Forget about my auto.
Yeah, right. Schlereth.
Yeah, I think that that's funny.
Okay.
That's funny. Yeah, that's Did your good. Daughters block him?
No, my daughter's just like, my daughter was like, this idiot.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny that he thinks that he
That's what my daughter said to me.
This she idiot. I almost, did a, me I a, almost did a coffee
She called me a, she was like, this idiot. She goes, what does he think he's going to do? Anyhow.
Hey, I'm going to get back at your father, but yeah.
Yeah, my daughters are in their 30s. Come on. I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, forget about owning the listeners. You're owning Jerry Judy now.
That's right.
All right, here's an example of a tell me why I'm wrong. This is an obvious one. So this one doesn't count. But it's an example of Mark having no choice but to admit I'm not wrong. Mark, the newest Avs additions on display make the Avalanche look downright scary.
Ooh.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
I don't know about the newest additions. Here's why I would say you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not a new addition. It's Val Nichushkin, camped out on the net, man. Had a couple of goals. Had a great assist over to the sniper, McKinnon. Dude, Val is that big body camped out down underneath where guys can't move him out of the crease. He's a dick, man. What a... Like, I guess, you know, you see all those stats and then you're like, wow, maybe I ought to watch this a little bit differently.
Right. Numbers don't lie in this case.
Yeah. I'm telling
you
what.
The data freaks have this one right.
Although... The daddy freak. Although Middleton got himself a nice.
You trying to give me an oh really?
Oh yeah, Middlestad. What I say, Middleton.
Middleton.
I play with a guy named Ron Middleton. You know I will mix my metaphors.
Oh my God, what a loss!
By the way, Ronnie Middleton. He's a coach in the league right now. Chuck Cecil. You remember Chuck Cecil?
Yeah.
Chuck Cecil hit
Arizona,
Ronnie.
Right?
Yeah.
Linebacker?
Yeah.
Safety.
They got, we would get, look him up. Look up Chuck Cecil. Chuck Cecil hit Ron Middleton so hard over the middle that I honestly thought Ron was dead. Like that, I mean, this dude, Chuck Cecil was a, dude, he was a heat-seeking missile.
Back when they actually played football?
Yeah, and he got, I mean, he would get suspended all the time. He would not be allowed to play in today's game. He's too rough.
No, you are right. It's clear with the numbers. And Val Nichushkin with the Avs, they're a Stanley Cup heavy favorite. Without him, they're a playoff team that probably is lucky to get past the second round. It's as simple as that. And give him credit because whatever he was doing, wherever he was, he kept himself in shape and he was able to get back into it quickly. And he's making an immediate impact, a goal, a two assists last night. Mikko Rantanen. Remember the talk about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago? You know, what's wrong with Mikko? The Avs should trade Mikko Rantanen.
There's a bunch of that.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know who you are. The ones that were calling for Mikko Rantanen, overrated. They should trade him. Well, Mikko Rantanen is in the process. He's in the midst of a point in, let me see if I got this right, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 of his last 13 games. He has at least 1 point.
What happened in that one game? He didn't score a point.
They did win the game. That was a game here against Arizona. But other than that, he's been on a roll, and he's had multiple points in 4 of those games. So he's back. Nathan MacKinnon, if you haven't seen the highlight, see the highlight of the third goal the Avs scored. His goal was just a sniper's goal. There are only maybe a handful of people on this planet who can do that. He's set up along that. He's a right-handed shot, as we all know, but he loves to be camped out on that, right by the left dot, right by the face-off circle on the left side, right there in that slot, just kind of near the boards, and he just loves to camp there. And he gets these passes coming across, and it's just that one-timer. And this one that he scored last night, just a sniper goal where he picked out a spot up top, top shelf where Mama hides the cookies.
Yeah, I'm telling you what.
It was awesome.
There was, the percentage of space he had to shoot that. You know, because it's not short side. He went the opposite side, and it was just a beautiful. But it was a great entry pass, cross ice entry pass to his stick from Nichushkin. That one, Chewy got the assist on that. Just great hockey, man. Great.
Regarding Judy following your daughters, Texter says, that's actually pretty creepy. I guess he got traded to the right team with Deshaun Watson.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Too soon?
Jeez.
Texter.
Wow.
Top rope.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Okay. Morning Brew coming up next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Avalanche blowout Calgary last night in Calgary, a 6-2. But, man, kind of a strange hockey game at the beginning because the Avs dominated the first period. Outshot Calgary 20-6. But Eustace Annan gave up a couple of quick goals. They were down 2-1 after the first period, despite outplaying Calgary. But that's one of the unique aspects of hockey. You can completely dominate a period but be trailing. But no doubt, the Avalanche had their legs last night. They were flying. They knew they were playing the right way, and they knew that eventually the dam would break, and boy, did it. 5 goals in the second period. They end up blowing out Calgary 6-2. Jared Bednar, happy with the way his team played.
I thought we had good get-up-and-go tonight, which should be expected. We had a couple practice days, so shooting the puck early, good attack mentality. Gave up some odd man rushes in the first period that we had to make an adjustment and correction on for the second, which we did, and then we kept shooting the puck and going to the net.
You know, that's one of the more underrated challenges that basketball and hockey teams face during a long 82-game season.
Mm-hmm.
Games every other night or all the travel and everything. You don't always get a chance to practice.
Right.
And it's something that coaches lament a lot of times. Man, we just need a good couple of practices to get kind of back into what we like to do. And the Avs, they played Friday, and then with all the new guys coming in, they had the benefit of being able to get 2 days of practice in, Saturday, Sunday, before they, travel and play last night. And clearly it made a difference. They were ready to roll.
Yeah, they were sharp. Now, the one thing that isn't sharp, and it concerns me a little bit, because I always understand the playoff beard, but I don't understand Bedsy's playoff hair. It's just a little unkempt.
Look a little shaggy.
I think you had 2 days of practice. There might have been a time to slip into the barber and get yourself tightened up a little bit. I'm a little concerned with his hair.
Maybe he's going like the Cecil Lammy route. You know, Cecil is
Oh, yeah.
Going like, for the John Wick look. And
like the Rockers 80.
And it's
band,
it's glorious. Like, Cecil's hair is awesome.
Yeah, it's
I'm jealous. I could never do that.
Well.
I could, and then I'd look like Joe Dirt.
You're wispy.
Yeah.
You're wispy.
It wouldn't be a luxurious mane.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like some aging 80s hairband.
Yeah,
marker,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, what are you doing?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, what are you doing? Come on, dude.
Right. You it's know, time to let
it go. The Quiet Riot days are gone.
Yeah,
man.
To let it go.
Let it cut it down.
For the rebel, yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew, Broncos day two free agency. Not a whole lot happening. They brought back Adam Trautman.
Mm-hmm.
They brought back fullback Mike Burton. They brought back Will Lutz. The only fresh move they made was they agreed to terms with a former Saint defensive tackle Malcolm Roach, helped shore up their run defense, which was leaky at times. So
yeah.
Another day, no quarterback.
None.
What's happening here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the list now has become very thin of guys available, Mike.
Drew Locke, your guy, went to the Giants.
I know. $5 million. That means that... does that mean Daniel Jones will be on the market? Ooh. So here are the guys on the market right now. Tannehill, Garoppolo, Teddy Bridgewater. He retired, though,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Flacco.
Yeah.
Hoyer.
Ugh.
Josh Dobbs. Did you know he was a rocket scientist?
No, really?
Yeah. Easton Stick. Nate Sudfeld. Blaine Gabbert.
These
Who
are
knew
the free,
Blaine Gabbert
these
was
are
still
the free
in
agents?
Yeah.
That's
Josh,
it?
Josh Johnson. Carson Wentz.
So you're going to trade for somebody.
Oh, my word. Mason Rudolph.
Rudolph's still out there. That's Stokes guy. Stoke was giving a big endorsement to Mason Rudolph yesterday.
Okay, well, good for Stoke.
You're not feeling it?
I love sausage.
He does love sausage, people.
That was a good
they
one.
They shovel it into the sausage!
Next on the Morning Brew, well, another finals rematch with the Miami Heat. This one down in South Beach as the Nuggets will take on the Heat. And the Nuggets now, by virtue of Oklahoma City losing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Indiana. The Denver Nuggets and Oklahoma City Thunder are in a dead heat for first place in the division and first place in the West. It's inevitable. They're going to have the number one seed.
They will. They win tonight?
Do they win tonight?
Yeah. In Miami?
Yeah, sure.
I think they're
Why
just,
not?
I just think they're a lot better than Miami.
Why? Is there anybody left on their schedule? Now, the schedule may reach up and grab them at some
point. Yeah, the schedule's tough. But
okay,
yeah,
the schedule. The NBA schedule. Just the ebb and flow of the NBA schedule will grab them at some point. But there's not a team they're going to play the rest of the way. Then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
They're an underdog.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
Next on the Morning Brew, well, they fought hard, but the dream came to an end. The DU Pioneers lose in the Summit Conference Championship game as they fell to South Dakota State. So there will be no March Madness. There'll be no Cinderella story for the Pios.
Didn't the South Dakota State, didn't they win the national championship in football, too? Division I, AA, or whatever you call that now.
You know, since I know you went to Idaho, so you like to follow small-time college football. No, I wasn't paying attention to that.
Oh, really? I didn't know what to say.
Boy, that made your jaw get a little tight right there.
I'm having some boomstick, boomstick.
Oh!
Yeah.
Today, Colorado...
Pound his ass.
Today, Colorado State plays San Jose State. 2:30 for you Rams fans. As the Rammies better win this one, I'm not even going to contemplate a loss and what that might mean to their tournament chances. But they get San Jose State. CU still cooling it. They'll sit back and watch what happens day one of the Pac-12 tournament later on today. But the Pios lose, and I was rooting for them.
Right,
of course. Why wouldn't you root for the Pios? But to me, just as a college basketball fan, I think. Justice was done. Justice was served. Because,
I think that's
you fair. Know, the Pioneers, during the regular season, they had 3-4 months to show what they were all about. And during the course of the regular season, they were what? They were a 15-16 team overall, 6-10 in conference play. So
yeah, let's not reward mediocrity.
Yeah, I just don't. I get you.
It
never really sits well with me when teams like that end up getting an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament.
I'm with you.
I would have rooted for them because that's the way the system is. And hey, if the system benefits the Piles, why not? But in this case, probably justice was served. Should I just keep talking? Or
no,
do you have stuff to do?
I got stuff.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next. We'll jump back into Tell Me Why I'm Wrong. And Peyton Manning has an interesting summer ahead of him. We'll tell you his latest adventure next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Peyton Manning's latest adventure coming up here in a second.
Really?
Well, which is why the idea of hiring him to be the club president to serve as Sean Payton's babysitter ain't happening.
Yeah, preposterous.
He's Peyton Manning is living his best life. Why would he want to resort to grinding 18 hours a day trying to fix a football team? Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday. Here we go. Mark, I think people have been looking at the Broncos clearing cap space the wrong way. This is all about eating the most of Russell Wilson's cap hit as possible this year. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I don't know that. That's like taking the $50 million this year and $35 million next year. In understanding that you're in a rebuild process anyhow. Man, I'd like to be able to argue that, but that's basically what I've been arguing for, right?
Well, not specifically. You haven't been talking about
numbers. But I've been talking about how you're going to manage the cap and all that stuff. I don't know that I can argue that, Mike. I mean, right off the bat,
we got one.
Is that one for one?
I'm trying to think of.
But I look at it the situation, and you're like, hey, man. You know, I mean, we're not going to go up to $10+ million. It explains away why they didn't go after Sam Darnold. I talked to somebody from New Orleans, by the way, yesterday about Sean's love, and I did not know this, for Sam Darnold when he was coming out, that Sean really liked him. And now, again, it is the lying season, you know, during this time of the year. People lie a lot, but now I'm going to give a point away.
All right. Man. Already, we're landing body blows to the island.
Are we one? No, you asked me something.
That was more of a sample question.
Yeah.
So we're actually one for one.
No, we can't do that. It was still
one for one. Already, we are landing troops on the beach.
No, you're
not.
You haven't even broken through the coral barrier.
All right. Well, at least we did fire a warning shot over the bow. How about that one?
Okay.
So we're one for one. Good job, Texter. Your day is made. Put your name on it so we can give you a congratulation. Another one. Whenever I'm having a rough morning, I'll just listen to the soundbite of Zach saying, I want to pound his ass, and I get motivation, and my day gets better. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Why you're wrong?
Let's hear it again.
I want to pound his ass.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love the whole backstory of that one too.
What is the back?
He just wanted to. He got sideways with one of our hosts here.
He was seriously mad.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was not wise to the ways of the wedge driving yet. So he kind of took it personally.
I see.
I'm like, hey, whoa. It wasn't me, by the way. Hey, I'm not going to fight.
Yeah.
But,
So what was the question again?
So, I'm having a rough morning, I listen to that soundbite. It gets my motivation up and my day gets better.
Nah, well, is that really?
It's kind of a.
Plus, it's his individual. It gets his morning up. It's not like a real. I just don't. I think it gets disqualified on the type of question it is.
How about this one? Cecil with long hair looks like John Wick. Evans with long hair looks like John Wisp. Tell me why I'm wrong.
John, you are not wrong, Dexter. John Wisp.
That's a good one.
That is good.
That is awesome.
John Wisp.
John Wisp.
What would be the premise?
Checking into the hotel.
What would be the premise?
Welcome, Mr. Wisp.
Yes.
Your room is waiting for you. Yeah. What would be the premise of John Wisp 4?
Yeah, John Wisp. What would John Wisp do?
What's his secret talent?
Right, what is his... I mean, obviously, he's not a hitman. No. John Wisp is...
What is John Wisp famous for?
Yeah.
He sneaks into people's houses at night and replaces their hair care products.
John Wisp.
Wow, good one. Yeah. Two for two. This is unprecedented.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. Let's get another one here for you. Russell Wilson has made the Broncos look amateur. It made me smile to see the first Steelers Let's Ride meme.
Believe in
it. Now that is 100% false. I mean, that is not even made the Broncos look amateur. How do you make the Broncos look amateur?
That's a terrible idea.
I mean, it was like make them look at why? Because they decided, hey, like Seattle, he can't win at this level anymore. He can't do the things that are required of an NFL quarterback. So we're going to move on. And now he's so, man, how happy is his social media team, by the way?
Oh, they've been released? Released from jail?
Yeah, they are just...
They've been pardoned. It's
right, they are
ready to go.
Churning out content right now.
So, Peyton Manning was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night.
Sharing
the couch with Mike Tirico and Kelly Clarkson. So, why were Mike Tirico, Kelly Clarkson, and Peyton Manning all sitting on a couch together? Here you go.
What a fun and unexpected trio. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. You guys have some big news that you're going to announce tonight. You're doing something together. What is it?
Yeah, you know Peyton hosted the Country Music Awards. Kelly's one of the greatest of all time. So the three of us are going to do an album.
Oh, is that what this is? Oh, that's fantastic.
You'll be here all weekend.
In
all seriousness, it's an honor to be able to announce for the first time anywhere that this year at the Summer Olympics in Paris, the opening ceremony will be hosted by yours truly, Peyton Manning, and Kelly Clarkson.
How about that?
How about that?
Peyton Manning.
At the Olympics. Opening ceremony.
Opening ceremony. You got to start working on it now.
Oh, he'll start. That thing will be prepped.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he'll be, you know what? Knowing Peyton Manning, he'll be speaking fluent French by the start of the Olympics.
Oh, he's probably got that. What's it called? What is that called? The Gladstone or something like that?
Yeah, I know. You hear it all the time.
Rosetta Stone,
yeah. Or Babel or whatever it is. Yeah,
you know. Franck, eh?
Oh, no. He is learning his French. That's his Peyton.
Francois Minowal. Yeah, he'll have an all down.
Voulez-vous coucher?
Boogie chez moi. Whatever it is. Yeah.
You know it. He will. What an honor. What an honor. And it just goes to show, you know, whenever anybody tries to take the easy clickbait way out that, hey, anytime the Broncos have any issue, the solution is go get Peyton Manning. It's kind of a weak take, in my opinion, because if you've been following Peyton Manning, you realize this guy has no intention of giving up his best life to take over an NFL franchise and just grind, which is what he would do. Because as we know with Peyton Manning, he doesn't do anything halfway. So if he ever took over an NFL franchise in any capacity, he would devote everything he's got to that. Why would he do that when he's able to do this?
Dude, I saw the way he was with a 12-year-old football team.
That's right. You were an assistant on his 12-year-old football team.
By the end of the season, we had over 250 plays in. 12-year-olds, mind you.
Yes.
Like, having serious discussions on, should we only run this counterplay one way into the three technique?
And you guys were talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, knee-deep in it.
Let me ask you.
We had check with me package.
You had check with me package for 12-year-olds?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy is obsessed. You see why he was always so successful. You see why when Kyle Shanahan told me the thing about what's the quarterback?
Purdy?
No. The guy I wanted. Sam Darnold. I lost him up there.
Well, you're a little rattled. We're two for two already with Tell Me Why I'm Wrong.
The gerbil fell off the thing. He's back on it now. Sam Darnold, he's like, there's only one person on the planet that can run the Peyton Manning office. It's Peyton Manning. Because he's such a freak show.
So this was the playbook for his son, Marshall, is the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Serious question.
Okay.
Who would pick up Peyton Manning's offense faster, 12-year-old Marshall or Russell Wilson?
Russ couldn't play for Peyton. Russ could not play for Peyton.
Too soon, Rusty's? Too soon?
Too soon? We threw in the middle of the field a lot. There's just no chance.
Marshall was very good going from front side to back side.
Yes, Marshall was very good at throwing the dig. We couldn't have executed that play.
Good stuff. Four down territory next.